Los bendiga, habla Carlos Posadas, soy el director de Banco de Comida de la Iglesia Nuevo Amanecer. Estamos aquí en el edificio de Fe, Esperanza y Amor, trabajando con ellos en unidos para el reino de Dios. Le vamos a preguntar al pastor Tabrino Posadas, el pastor de Nuevo Amanecer, de la Iglesia Nuevo Amanecer, ¿cómo se vería el reino de Dios aquí en su comunidad?
Bueno, el reino de Dios aquí en la comunidad se manifiesta o se da a conocer por medio de nuestro testimonio y dándole a conocer a la gente que el amor de Dios está en cada uno de los hijos que reciben el amor de Dios, y tenemos que mostrarlo a la comunidad a través de nuestras obras, compartiendo con la comunidad, con la familia, el amor de Dios y el alimento, la comida que el Señor nos manda a compartir, el pan. Y no solamente en estas áreas, sino hay muchas áreas donde podemos llevar el reino de Dios a nuestra comunidad, a nuestro gobierno, a todas las áreas que involucra el llamado a servirle en el reino de Dios. Queremos compartir lo que Fe y Esperanza y Amor nos da, y mostrar así el amor de Dios a la comunidad por medio de nuestros testimonios, nuestras iglesias que ama a la comunidad. Dios les bendiga.
So, Carlos, in your perspective, what do you think your neighborhood would look like if you could say that the kingdom of God is here?
Well, that's a good question, Marilyn. That question can be described in many different areas in our neighborhood, in our country, in our community, in our government, and in our childs, in our kids, in our youth. But one of the things that I would like to answer for would be in the youth. I think the youth is a very important aspect of our Christianity, and it's important, a very important part of our ministry that we have to look into, considering that the youth is one of the heaviest hit by the enemy, mentally, physically, with drug abuse, with all the things that this world has to offer. And I think the kingdom of God and the youth, for our work to do and to show the kingdom of God to the youth, is to tell them and make them understand that God is not here to condemn us, to tell them that God's here to forgive us and to love us as youth. Mm-hmm. Also, and to let them know that whatever they've done or whatever things that they're going through, God still loves them. And as long as we're here, we still have mercy and hope and love of God that He's given us. And I think that if we're able to share that and to make the young youth understand that, that will bring a lot of healing to them. And I think that we'll see a spiritual revival in their lives and in the community as well, because the youth is the one that's flourishing in this community now, and then in these end of times that we're at now, we have to really show the youth that God's coming for his people, and that they still have that the time to be forgiven and the time to worship the Lord as the Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we can do that, then the kingdom of God will really grow and show itself here in this community.
That's great, Carlos. God bless you.
Amen.